And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Sharon Hill. Let's see. I packed a book of Sudoku puzzles, a few crossword puzzles, my iPad for online games, an energy drink, and an apple. Plus, I wore shoes that were suitable for standing in long lines for hours. Yes, I was ready to tackle the stress of voting early because I just knew it would be a marathon hour or two before I would be filling out my ballot. When I pulled into the parking lot at the Seymour Center on Homestead, I noticed that it was as full as I had ever seen it. What a joy to find a parking space without having to trawl for 15 to 20 minutes to secure a spot. Puzzles, iPad, energy drink, and apple in hand, my comfortable shoes and I headed to the door, completely prepared for the long wait. Curious? No people were standing in line in front of the door. I walked in and saw perhaps 6 people in line to start the voting process. Within 5 minutes, I was giving my name to the polling volunteer, was directed to the area to pick up my ballot, and voila! I was filling in the dark circles of my preferred candidates. It actually took me longer to complete the ballot than it did to get the ballot. I was in and out within 10 minutes. If you have not early voted, stop what you're doing and go now. Forget packing a lunch or taking a lawn chair in anticipation of long lines in Chapel Hill. The only item I ultimately used was the apple to munch on the way home. This is Sharon Hill.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.